Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 10th, 2023. It is 10:30 on the clock, and your host, James, here with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We have in studio with us our good friend, Kim Shields from Encourage. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Good to see you. How you been?
I've been doing great.
Good, good. Good to have you here. Thanks for being here, Kim.
Thank you.
And as always, as our friends in Encourage do all the time, you guys share your time here with us on the air, and we always appreciate that, Kim, especially when we get to talk to somebody as cool as Kathy here. Kathy McGrath is with us from the Village of Port Edwards. We're going to getting an Encourage update for you, but we're also going to talk about the Village of Port Edwards Monarch Village and Monarchs in the Art. Very excited about this. Thanks for being here, Kathy.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good, good. Kim, let's get the Encourage update first.
Sure.
Let's take care of that. And certainly some cool stuff to start with, the school awards programs. Like, that's a very exciting thing.
It is, and it's a very exciting time of the year. Today is our first scholarship awards program that will be taking place at Nakusa High School. Next Wednesday, we have three, Assumption High School in the afternoon, and then John Edwards, which is Port Edwards High School, and Lincoln High School in the evening. And then the following Wednesday on the 24th is Pittsville High School. So that'll wrap up our school awards programs. Looking forward to that. As always, we are just so appreciative of the donors and their generosity, their belief in education. And it's truly an honor to be able to present these scholarships. So I'm looking forward to that. And we will provide an update in June. So
very cool. Looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Do the families know beforehand that they're getting these?
No, they do not.
Oh, that's so
cool. It is a surprise.
Oh, that's so exciting.
We work with I have notified the donors, and they keep that under close wraps as well.
Nice.
And obviously the school guidance counselors know, and they are tremendous. We are very fortunate with the incredible guidance staff that we have and school staff that we work with.
Big thank you to all of them out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We used to have the guys from the Dick Trickle Memorial join us like once a year and stuff and talk to them. I miss those guys. I hope they're doing well.
They
and
are.
Got an update on this.
Yes, absolutely. So the Dick Trickle Memorial Fund is through Encourage.
Yeah.
And these gentlemen that you referred to, they are incredible volunteers. They have worked, I want to say tirelessly, but they're tired. They have put in so much love and dedication to creating this memorial. And this year is the 9th celebration that they will be having since the memorial was created.
Yeah.
And so next year will be the final. They're going to do 10 years, and it's just been a wonderful event. But the memorial celebration is going to be on Sunday, May 21st from noon until 5. It is in the Rudolph Park, and they have a Facebook page, and there's a lot of details on there. They are going to be modifying it from what they've done in the past. But it's a wonderful celebration, and people that are interested, please check out the Dick Trickle Memorial Facebook page for all the details, or give us a call at Encourage and we can fill you in as well. But that's Sunday, May 21st.
Yeah, I mean, an important figure in this area.
Absolutely.
And somebody that deserves to be celebrated long for years and years down the line here and everything. And those guys, the passion and the care that they have about this, I thank them so much and appreciate them putting a spotlight on this so much.
Right. And, we are really fortunate. We've had some great racers come from our area. That I'm sure the gentlemen have talked to you about in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And Dick Trickle is obviously one of the most well-known names. I remember as a young girl, he actually purchased a car that wasn't running from my parents for his son, and he was going to totally recreate it. So I remember meeting him as a little girl.
That's cool. So, that's very cool.
Yeah, very cool. Kind of full circle moment there.
Yeah, I like that. Oh,
absolutely.
The storyteller in me loves that. That's fantastic. The Wood County Memorial Day celebration is also an important one that's coming up.
Yes, absolutely. So your listeners may remember we had Nancy Quick on air with us last November, and she shared information about the different legacy stones that people purchase in honor or in memory of somebody from Wood County that had served. And so they are having their Memorial Day dedication. It is on Friday, May 26th at 1 o'clock at the courthouse. And at this ceremony, they will be dedicating the new legacy stones that have been set in the past year. And also there are additional names that will be added for those sheriffs and correction officers that are currently serving that in those public service positions, right, that were veterans as well. Mm-hmm. So there will be additional names added to the back of that front memorial, as well as legacy stones dedicated.
Anytime I'm over there, I go out of my way to walk past to take a nod or a look or anything like that. And it's one of those things, too, that I'm not the only one. I know a lot of people, right, that do things like that. So it's very important.
We're really fortunate to have that memorial. And again, mm-hmm, that is another incredible group of volunteers that put their heart and soul into this project. And people can donate to support that memorial at any time. Again, that fund is at Encourage.
To wrap up, Kim is going to let me know when I can start hanging out at the zoo as soon,
yes,
as I'm done on the air here.
Absolutely.
It's the whole reason we moved the studio here, so I could get to the zoo that much faster.
Yeah. A block and a half. You're good.
Yep,
You're good.
That's good. I can go hang out with the lemurs. That's awesome.
Right.
The Summer Zoo program is coming up.
Yes, absolutely. We're so pleased to be able to offer four programs this summer. And this is all in thanks to the incredible generosity and vision of Helen Mead and her fund that she had established through Encourage. You know, that vision helped create Helen's Zoo House.
Yeah.
It was a combination of the funds through Encourage as well as the city of Wisconsin Rapids, mm-hmm, that created that Zoo House.
That's amazing.
And we not only use it for educational programs, but the city is able to rent that out for other things like birthday parties, yeah, and gatherings. So
yeah, it's pretty cool.
So we're having four programs. Our first one is Thursday, June 8th. We'll have Zoozort here. On Tuesday, June 27th, we have the wonderful Kathy McGrath, who is sitting next to me, talking about monarchs. On Tuesday, July 25th, Animal Quest will be here. Mm-hmm. And on Wednesday, August 9th, back by popular demand, is David Stokes. And what's really cool is he's going to be our guest here at WFHR Morning Magazine that day.
Awesome.
So
that's great.
A little bit later start time for that, so that we can have David come over and chat with you as well. Glad that worked out. So this, I have a flyer. Your listeners can't see it, but I presented one to James, and we do have this on our website. Mm-hmm. It is on our Facebook page and Instagram. And also these flyers are being distributed to every local elementary student in their Friday folder. So it's possible they may have already gone out to some last Friday, but each of the elementary schools will be getting them as well as shared with some nonprofits.
Kicks off with Zoozort on June 8th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about this and putting it into our good stories of the day and those kind of things, and making sure everybody knows about these. I'm so excited about all these events. I want to real quick, I want to talk with you, Kathy, of course, about the Monarch Village and all of that. Real quick, as long as we're on the subject, your marvelous monarchs that you're going to be doing there. You want to tease any of this to the audience, to the kids out there at all, what you guys might be talking about or doing?
Well, hopefully. It always depends on what I can gather certain times of the year. But hopefully I will have the different life cycle parts of the monarch. Cool. If I have monarch eggs, I will be certain to show them. And if I have caterpillars and chrysalises, and then hopefully butterflies. But it all depends on Mother Nature. And sometimes she's more productive than other times. But hopefully, when I talked with Kim about setting up the date, I said usually, you know, this time of in June will be a good time for having all four parts of the life cycle.
Good. Mother Nature is the boss. She is the boss. We'll just follow her lead on this.
Yep. We have to go with what she gives us. And my husband and I spend a lot of time out hunting. Mm-hmm. A lot of people hunt deer and squirrels, whatever. But we hunt for either monarch caterpillars or the eggs. And we spend many hours in the summer doing that.
Seems a lot safer, too. Seems a little safer hunting.
Yes. And also milkweed.
Yes, yes.
Oh, interesting.
And we have to go where the milkweed is, which means not near any agricultural fields.
Oh, we got a good conversation ahead. Yeah. I can't wait. I want to get the commercial break out of the way, take care of that, so we can just go ahead and keep talking right to the top of the hour. We'll do that. We'll get to our break. We'll come back, and we'll have more with our friends from Encourage. We have Kim Shields with us, and also Kathy McGrath from the Village of Port Edwards, talking about the Monarch Village and Monarchs in the Art here on Morning Magazine at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you all are having a Morning Magazine here at WFHR. Hope you're having a good day out there. Thanks a lot for joining us. We are hanging out with Kathy and Kim. Oh, that worked out. That worked out really good. Kim, of course, Kim Shields from Encourage, who joins us once a month. We always appreciate the time from our friends from Encourage and what you guys do in the community. And Kathy McGrath is with us. She is from the Village of Port Edwards. We are getting an update not only on the village itself, the Monarch Village, but the Monarchs in Art, and talking about some of the fun things people can look forward to this summer. Kathy, I don't believe we've been able to have you on the air before, though, have we?
Yes, my husband and I were on a while back.
Okay, it was a while ago, though. Okay, all right, well, the time is a flat circle. So, I know it's been a while, at least, and it's so nice to have you here. It's so nice to be able to have somebody that puts such care, you and your husband and the people that you have working with you and stuff, that put so much care into this subject. I want to get to the art and all these things real quick, though. What got you into this? Why did you make the, because it's a passion for you. The audience can't see Kathy's got a great shirt on. She's got the butterfly earrings. Shoes. I love it.
The shoes. Butterflies on her shoes.
You rock. Look at me. I match all the same color. Like, that's the only way I know how to. You and I, right there.
This is my uniform.
Right on. I embrace it. What got you to want to do this with your golden years and all that?
Well, I was an elementary school teacher for 34 years, 31 years in kindergarten, and I did the Monarch Project with my kindergarten. It's not from the beginning, but a friend who was a fourth grade teacher, actually two friends that were fourth grade teachers, were kind of getting into this, and we partnered, the fourth graders and the kindergartners, and so I did it for many years. And truthfully, it was one of the best things the kindergartners remembered from the year, because it was hands-on. When you watch the metamorphosis and the life cycle of the monarch, you cannot help but be thrilled and enthused. So that's where it all started. And I got the idea after I retired, Port Edwards could become a monarch village. There's an organization called Monarch City USA out of the state of Washington. And so I got the information. I called out there and talked to a person and said, the only problem, our municipality is not a city. We are a village. Could we be a monarch village? And the man said, yes, you'd be the first one in the United States. And I said, okay, that's cool. What we want to be. So that was in 2017. I had to get the okay from our village board. And there was a little bit of cost involved. And I thought, no problem, I will pay for that. But I went to the village board meeting, and they were all on board. And they said, don't worry about it, we'll cover the cost. And so in 2017, Port Edwards became the first monarch village in the United States.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
In little Port Edwards.
Yeah.
And we have a beautiful sign.
Yep.
Prove it.
Yep.
Yeah. I was just through Port Edwards the other day and saw it. Yeah.
Yes. When you drive into the village on the Welcome to Port Edwards, you'll see the little Monarch Village sign. So it's been a really great experience. Since then, we've established a village monarch park. And we've had many people that have helped with it. Of course, we are always looking for volunteers because weeding the gardens in the park is a huge job. And both my husband and I are getting older, and it's not as easy as it used to be. So if there's anyone out there that is all interested in helping with that, my husband is willing to work with people to show them what needs to be done.
Cool.
And this is the time of the year when we need to get all the weeds out before the good things, like the milkweed, start growing.
Thank you for that, Kathy, for everything that you and your husband are doing, and certainly appreciate the story there. You giving us the backstory on that. But I can't help, as you're telling all of that, I think of all, like, so many conversations you and I have had, Kim, about, you know, community members. And, hey, you have an idea.
Yes.
Give it a shot. See what can happen. You know, well, we're a village. We're not a city. I don't know if they could do this. Kathy easily could have been like, well, that's it. That's the end of this. I'll just stop right here, and we'll just, you know, wrap this up and everything. And maybe I'll have some monarchs in my backyard or something like that. That's not what we do in the Midwest. That's not who we are.
Right.
We keep pushing, and we got to ask the questions. It can't hurt. And she asked the questions. Look what happens from this.
Well,
I hope it's an example to people out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say that's a perfect example of like a what if grant. Mm-hmm. What if we're dreaming? And with Kathy and Pat, you know, they brought in the school, the kids. Like, there's so many projects that you still have the schools and the children participate in. It's located in downtown Port Edwards, and it's right next to Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank. And you know, bringing in the businesses and organizations and, you know, having people work together. I mean, that's what it's all about. And, you know, the What If Grant, where a little bit of money can make a big difference, this is a perfect example of that. Now, granted, it wasn't tapped into that, but that's a great example.
And why, when we tell people, hey, if you have this idea, reach out. Reach out to Encourage. Right. See if you got something there. If there is, you never know. It could turn into something like this, and you could have the first, you know, Monarch Village in the country. I mean, it's pretty darn cool. That is pretty interesting. As it comes to that, when it comes to that, though, that's something that takes work. So I appreciate you mentioning the help with volunteers. Hearing in that. And while I think you and your husband want you guys around 1,000 more years and everything, it's an important point to make. These things are great. They're beautiful. But, you know, we talk about this with the Historic Point Boss all the time. The history there is so rich, so beautiful. We want to keep that around for the generations coming forward here. It takes young blood to do that. Everything that we talk about in life is going to need some young blood at some point to be able to keep something moving. The volunteers, the people that get into this, you're putting back into your community. You're taking those hours, that time to make the city of Port Edwards that much more beautiful, give much more to the city to bring in people to come see these things and stuff. There is nothing but win-win and advantage to being a part of this. When it comes to the Monarchs in Art, let's talk about that a little bit, Kathy. That's going on June 30th through August 15th. What exactly is this exhibit? What is this event?
Well, I also had that idea many years ago, and then COVID came and it kind of kept getting put on the back burner. Mm. But I had said to the people at the Alexander House, wouldn't it be great to have an exhibit of just Monarch art? And so it's finally come to fruition. I'm very excited that it's going to be happening this summer. And right now I just talked to Connie Hankey, who is the art director at the Alexander House, and she said the artwork is rolling in, and it's going to be all different kinds of art.
I'm a little confused. How do they hold the paintbrush? How does a monarch... Sorry, I had to. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
Not. Okay, I got it. People drawing monarchs makes much more sense. Much more.
Right, and it's not just going to be drawing or photography. I think there's going to be all different kinds of monarch art, which I think will be really cool. On the opening night, which is Friday, June 30th, my husband and I will be there outside underneath the carport at the Alexander House, hopefully with live parts of the life cycle to show people, and we will have lots of information there and talk with people about how you can raise monarchs and how you can help the monarch population, which of course everyone knows is declining. I've had people say to me, what's the big deal about saving the monarchs? And I'm like, well, they are pollinators. Yep. If you want to eat, you need pollinators in the world. Besides, monarchs are beautiful, and why wouldn't we want to save them?
Thank you so much for adding this, Kathy. I was hoping we would, I knew we would get it in at some point. I was looking forward to it because we deal with the, you know, No Mow May. We had years ago talking about the importance of bees. And I agree with you. I think that it is pretty common knowledge. But just in case there's anybody out there that doesn't know, you know, they are not only one of the more beautiful insects in the world, they're one of the more important ones. And how vital it is to our commerce, our economy, our eating, all these things. I mean, these bugs help us. They are important and they're beautiful. It's a cool thing. One thing I love about this project as well is the connection it has with our community. We have such artistic people in this community. So many people that are so good at doing not just your traditional arts, but just different innovative kind of creative ways of doing something like that. I can't imagine how beautiful this is going to be at an event. Are you still taking pieces or is that all wrapped up?
No, they can still enter things. They're due May 15th.
Okay.
And if they want to reach out, the Alexandra House does have a Facebook page. All that information is on there. They can certainly call me if they have, you know, questions. I can help them out. But it is a juried art show, which is something that the Alexander House usually doesn't do, so this is really extra special.
For those who don't know, what does that mean specifically?
Well, that means that their work has to be accepted. Usually the Alexander House, when they put on a show, have two different artists, and they just take, you know, the things that they have, which is, they're always beautiful shows.
Yeah.
But this is going to be different because it's going to involve lots of people.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you. Nice done. Nicely done.
Which is great to have that variety, too. And
right.
Yeah. Provide that opportunity for more people. Because like you said, James, we have so many talented individuals in our community. But also, I'm imagining that people from outside the community are also sending works of art.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Which is kind of fun. And I think most people love taking in art or museums. We love the Alexander House. Great establishment. Great place. And a big thank you to them. But I like the idea of a theme. And having this theme of the Monarchs, and especially the time of year that we're having and everything, that is a fun combination of things too. Are you and your husband artistic at all? Are you guys going to be having any pieces in there? Not to put you on the spot, but I am not
very artistic. My husband is, he does photography as a hobby.
Cool.
So beautiful. If I get him to finally enter something, maybe he will enter something.
Try to put a pressure of a little bit. Not in a fun way, in a fun way.
And I would like to say, as a kindergarten teacher, Mrs. McGrath, sorry, I defer to that too. As my daughter's kindergarten teacher.
I was wondering.
Kathy is very artistic. I mean, you kind of have to be a creative soul, especially working with those adorable young brains and minds and spirits.
I appreciate you bringing that up, Kim, because I did want to, before we wrapped up, thank you, Kathy, for the service to our community and teaching in this area for so long. We greatly appreciate that. I was going to say, because, especially your generation, you guys don't know how to retire. You do this horribly. You're horrible at retiring. You know, you're supposed to relax and enjoy, you know, and all that. No, but we appreciate that. We do. And it's one of those things that I think we all know good teachers. We've had good teachers. And one of the things that we remember about them is even when they retire, they never stop. You never stop teaching. You never really do. Is that one of the things that you enjoy the most about, like, this event and something like this, Kathy?
And that's it with my Monarch presentations. I have given hundreds of presentations, and it's all about education.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, even with adults, how many people will say, I had no idea.
Right.
And it seems like every time I do a presentation, someone comes up and says, wow, I am so impressed with what the Monarchs do. Just the fact that they migrate over 1,800 miles. And we tag them in the fall, the ones that do that, and we have gotten certificates.
I was going to ask what these are, yeah.
This one, the Monarch traveled 1,829 miles.
Jeez.
Was released in Port Edwards and was found in Cerro Pelon, Mexico, which is one of the Monarch places down there.
Yeah, yeah. So. And all that with no free airline miles. No free airline miles either. That's a shame. They should work something out for that.
They are smart, though. They
really
do
smart.
Catch the air currents, which helps them to fly. And, I mean, it's just amazing. The more you read about it and the more you learn about Monarchs. I mean, I'm still learning about them.
Yeah, which is a fun part of the process,
right.
I thought. Kathy, if people do want to volunteer, they do want to help out with this, is there a way we can send more, where we can send them or, you know, information from you?
Yep, they can call me or email me. I will leave that information with you and you'll have it.
So, all right, sounds good. Kim, if people want to follow up on some of the things we've talked about today and everything, or just want to reach out to encourage because they have a good idea, how can they get in contact with you?
So they can call the office at 715-423-3863 or email hello@encouragecf.org. That's encourage with an I. Or check us out on our website, encouragecf.org, Facebook, Instagram. Give us a call.
I typed into my search bar Monarch Village, Port Edwards, Wisconsin. That led up to the Facebook page and a couple of things. So I could give the website for Monarch Village. It's just a little long, and I don't know if anybody would be able to get it. But I would encourage you to throw it into your search bar. You'll find it right away. It was the second or third thing that popped up for me. And Monarchs in Art, a juried art exhibit at the Alexander House, will be June 30th through August 15th. You can find out more about that by going to alexanderhouseonline.org. Always appreciate the time, Kim. Always good to see you.
Great to see you. Thank you.
And Kathy, thank you so much for joining us today. This is fun. This is a lot of fun. Thanks for the time. We'll talk with you again real soon.
Sounds great.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.